Recently, a young man came to see me. I'd known his family in Birmingham about 15 years ago. And he came with a certain sadness, with a burden, and a deep longing to try to find inner peace and quiet. He began our conversation with an admission, the admission that he had given up on religion. That is, as he saw it, he had given up on the external practices and the somewhat, as he saw it again, distorted image of God that he had carried over the years. That he is genuinely searching and would not be happy until he is found, I've no doubt whatever. As we look at the day-to-day life of Jesus throughout the Gospels, we find that Jesus too had given up on religion as practiced by the Pharisees and scribes, because they had done very bad things to his Father's message, the message of God's love and care for his people. And that is really what Jesus is up against in today's Gospel. He comes back to his own town, and here they're unable to hear him, unable to accept him, unable to open their hearts to him. Because Jesus came with a teaching that meant a lifestyle change, a lifestyle based on Christianity. And his message was to instruct us how to live. He did not come to found a new religion. He came to reform all religion. He came to lift the burdens imposed by the religion of the Pharisees. Jesus does not ask, what do you believe? What practices are you faithful to? He came to ask the question, how do you live? So he came to give us a message that is more about relationships than obligations. What we believe in our heads asks almost nothing of us, and it is relatively easy to fit into a routine that fulfills certain simple obligations. But lifestyle asks everything of us, and every day, and on an ever new level of choice. It is a journey that never stops. So what is the essence of true religion, which we pray for in the last prayer of the Mass? What is the essence of the true religion that Jesus came to proclaim? What, in the end, makes us true followers of Jesus? For some people, religion is all about doctrine, morality, liturgy, laws, and rubrics. For others, and for the young man who came to see me, religion means justice and concern for the poor. And finally, for some people, religion means harmony with the earth and with others, inner peace, forgiveness, being big of heart, and having a really personal relationship with God. So which of those alternatives is the right one? In some ways, they all are right. And what had happened to the young man that came to see me was that there had been an overemphasis on one dimension of religion. As he saw it, religion, true religion, had lost its soul. This too is the religion into which Jesus walks in today's Gospel reading. A religion that overemphasized external practices, that denied the rights of the poor, that overburdened people. And Jesus, in that chapter 4 of St. Luke, almost gets himself killed because he challenges their narrow view. Challenges the values and the self-righteousness that he finds in his own hometown. He challenges their understanding of religion. He refuses to do it their way. Jesus accepts and enters into the religion of his time. He does not reject the commandments, the law, community practices, the tradition of his elders. He is also clear in his teaching about care of the poor. He tells us that on the last day, we will be judged by God on one basis. Did we give bread to the hungry, drink to the thirsty, and clothe the naked? But I suspect there is a further strand in the teaching of Jesus that challenges us even beyond the requirement of caring for the poor and needy. He tells us, be compassionate as your heavenly Father is compassionate. So true religion, as Jesus preached it, is about the size and quality of our hearts, about how wide or narrow our hearts are, about how gentle or bitter they are, about how forgiving or angry they are, and about how much we can imitate God's love, which goes out warmly and equally to all, to the bad as well as the good. Perhaps these thoughts might help my young friend to sort out some of the tensions he's living with in his life today, as different groups claim one or other of these emphases as the core of their religion. Morality, liturgy, rubrics, external observances are important, as is a non-negotiable commitment to the poor. But in the end, all of these have to be shaped by a heart that radiates God's compassion, his all-embracing compassion, his understanding, his forgiveness, his gentleness, his warmth, and his non-discriminating love. And this is what almost got Jesus killed by his own, in his own hometown. They didn't want to hear it. And above all, they didn't want to accept it from one of their own.